you know, there's a requirement for all neighbours to enjoy privacy and peace.
Mm.
So they're the four things generally: non-payment of rent, damage to the premises, not keeping the premises in a clean and tidy condition, or
privacy issues.
Yeah, breaching the peace, noise, what, complaints, that sort of thing.
What percentage of the rental roll would those breaches occur as a general rule? Now, is it 10% or is it 5% or is it 1%?
Well, look, it's certainly to a terminating breach.
Yeah.
Well under 5%.
That's what I thought.
So if you look at rental arrears on its own, we manage rent arrears on a daily basis, and our arrears is generally, might be 5% of the total collection, but that counts people that are a day in arrears, two days in arrears, 3 days, 7 days, 6 days, 8 days. At that stage, they're not in a situation
where they're in breach.
But they can't be terminated yet. They can't be terminated until yesterday was the 14th day, so they can't be terminated for non-payment of rent until the 15th day that they're in arrears. So that would be, from a termination point of view, people getting that far would probably be lucky to be 2 or 2.5% or something like that of a total rent.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it'd be maybe even that high. Mm. We're working backwards on our periods of notification. Notice periods.
We are. So, again, last week we talked about what if someone doesn't get out, what do we do when they're supposed to have? We've just had a quick chat about the reasons why you're asked to move and or, if you are asked to move, what your obligations and responsibilities are. But now we're going to talk about how one ends a tenancy agreement under different circumstances. So the first one is continuation of a tenancy if it's a fixed term agreement. So once a fixed term of an agreement ends, the agreement continues in force under the same terms and conditions as a periodic agreement, okay? Unless the agreement is terminated by the landlord under the Act. Now, we'll have a chat. That'll be the next thing we talk about, how you terminate a fixed tenancy.
Okay.
But if we've gone into a periodic tenancy, I should say, as a result of the fixed term expiring, then the landlord or the tenant can give written notice of termination to one another once they're in continuation in a periodic agreement. Now, the notice may be given at any time for no grounds, and the landlord must give at least 90 days' notice to vacate the premises, for the tenant to vacate, or the tenant can give at least 21 days' notice. So they say without grounds, meaning that no specific reason. So they don't have to give a reason. A landlord can just say, hey, you could have had a tenancy agreement, Max, that expired last June in 2010. So for the last 9 months since then,
it's been a
nearly 10 months,
agreement.
You've just been on a periodic agreement under the same terms and conditions of the tenancy agreement that expired in June 2011. I said 2010 before, my apologies, 2011. Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, whenever.
And then the owner might say, oh, look, I think he might be wanting to do the property up to try and get more rent, or he might be wanting to move back in himself or move a friend in or move a relative in. Max, sorry, we're giving you notice ending the tenancy agreement without grounds. They need to give you 90 days written notice.
And periodic rents typically over 1 month, but that sort of arrangement, a periodic agreement?
I know, week to week.
Can be week to week?
Well, it depends on who it is. Yeah, from a tenant, they have 21 days to 21 days because you've got to give 21 days notice.
I was thinking from the 90 days then is quite generous in terms of that sort of thing.
Yeah, so from a tenant's point of view, the tenant can look at it under their protection that once the tenancy agreement has expired, that they've got a three month
period,
lease, because if the landlord wants them out, they've still got to give them 90 days' notice.
Yeah.
Now,